Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Biffle and during this podcast we are focusing on form time. This is something we have really developed at Turton over the years and we are now incredibly proud of our range of offerings that pupils participate in to start their day. Form is no longer just a time to take the register, but an extension of the school day where form tutors welcome pupils into school and get them ready for their day of learning ahead. Today, we're going to be welcoming a few guests. First off, myself, Mrs. Biffle, as I work on Key Stage 3, Key Stage 4 learning strategy for form time specifically. So I'll start by talking about the main activities that pupils undertake in form time in the different key stages. We will then have Mr. Lewis, who is a faith and ethics teacher and works on form time with myself. He'll be talking through oracy, which is something we've recently had a bit of a makeover on, and we really want to get pupils talking, listening and debating more. And finally, Miss Roach, who also is a business teacher and also is the careers officer here at Turton, will be talking about the recent Careers Week and how we can encourage pupils to think about the many options open to them as future careers. We hope you find the Parent Podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contacts page on our school's website.
You have 3 minutes to make your way to your next lesson. Please follow the one-way system.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Biffle. I'm a geography teacher and I'm also the Key Stage 3, Key Stage 4 learning strategy lead, in which I mainly focus on developing form time activities. So I'm going to quickly go through what Key Stage 3 does and then Key Stage 4 as well. So at Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4, they will have occasional weeks such as Careers Week, Oracy Week, Mock Reflection Week for the older pupils, CAPD, Current Affairs Weeks. They'll have assemblies with special kind of guests or speakers that may come in, but day to day their week activities are always the same, and that kind of gives them a sense of routine. So all pupils will do some form of maths in the morning, 20 minutes, usually kind of quick mental maths, and they'll mark it and kind of track their scores. They will also do at Key Stage 3 wonder reading, which is where they read articles based on different subjects that they learn, and they'll can answer questions about those and kind of get a little bit of a debate forming. They'll also do either silent reading or group reading based on a book they may have collected from the library or home, or a class reader such as The Hobbit, which their form teachers has decided to read with them as a class. This year we brought in assemblies, and most importantly the discussion following assemblies. So pupils have always had assemblies, they can be on a range of different topics, but for the last year and a bit we have been doing a discussion after assemblies the following day, which is where pupils have a chance to talk about what they did in assembly, what was brought up, and really kind of delve deep into that. As well as every single form time, there is equipment checks and uniform checks to kind of make sure they're ready for the day and they know what they are expected to be dressed like and have equipment wise, which usually sets them up in a really nice fashion. Key Stage 4 is a little bit different. We still do maths, but we put a real focus on revision. So we have things such as the poetry booklet for year 10 and 11. We have science revision booklets, faith and ethics revision booklets. We teach the pupils how to carry out revision. You know, how do they create a mind map? How do they create flashcards? What's blurting? You know, what websites can they use, such as Forest, to keep them concentrating? We try and embed those skills at Key Stage 4 to allow them to have the confidence and the ability to go away and succeed in their GCSEs and then either go on to our sixth form or decide to go to college or do an apprenticeship. So form times are a really, really active time within Turton High School, and they're a really great opportunity to get to know the kids, to speak to them in a more informal setting, but also set them up for their day ahead, which is really, really important for the running of the school. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Mr. Lewis, and I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about Oracy at Turton. This year we've had a real big push on relaunching the Oracy Weeks for our students, so I'd just like to talk about what Oracy is, how we teach it, and why we teach it. Put simply, Oracy is the ability to express thoughts, opinions, and ideas clearly and confidently. It's about more than just talking though, it's about thinking critically, listening actively and engaging in meaningful conversations. Research shows that strong speaking skills can boost performance academically, improve social confidence, and even career prospects in the future. Employers rank communication as one of the top skills that they look for in candidates. This is why, at Turton, we believe that oracy starts young and we should instill these skills in people as early as possible. A key focus for us this year when planning these oracy weeks has been in teaching students how to think, pair and share. This is a technique where pupils can think on their own about a topic or a question that the teacher's asked, then they get a chance to share it with the person next to them, and then with the whole class as part of a class discussion. This technique is so powerful because it actively engages students in the learning process. It provides time for individual reflection, then collaborative discussion with a partner, and then they're able to share their ideas with the group. This makes them far more confident as they've had time to prepare, and they're more willing and eager to share their answers with everyone. While this has been a key feature running through all three Key Stage 3 years, we also have individual sessions for each year group. So Year 7 have started out looking at what is oracy and why it's important. They've moved on to look at communication, how to communicate effectively, and the importance of the different elements of communication. And then this month in January, they've looked at how to respond and how to debate or disagree with people effectively. Year 8 have been looking at the tools of oracy. So that is how to use their voice effectively, their body language, and all those things that kind of add to a speech. They've also had time to practice these and find examples and discuss them with the class. Year 9 have been looking at how to use persuasive language effectively and how to convince people of their point of view. They started off the year looking at how the different elements of speech and oracy add to this, so looking at voice, body language, and how that can contribute to being persuasive. They moved on to look at some really famous and really effective uses of oracy and persuasive language. So we looked at some people like Maya Angelou, we looked at Malala Yousafzai, and how they communicate effectively with their audiences. Year 9 then moved on to looking at the differences between spoken and written language and the importance of the two and where it'll be appropriate to use one over the other. We hope that through these oracy weeks and through what pupils do in the classes regularly, that they are able to become effective and confident orators. And I hope that this section has given you a little bit of an understanding about what we do when it comes to oracy and why we do it. Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Beth Roach and I am the careers lead here at Turton. So I am responsible for careers education from year 7 up to year 11. And this term has been an exciting one for careers as we've had our careers, current affairs and personal development week. Now, that means that all students in form times from year 7 to year 10 their form activities have been focused on looking at different aspects of careers. So I'm just going to talk you through a little bit about what we did for each year group and why. So starting with year 7, they had an assembly on the introduction to careers education and why it's important to start thinking about it so early on, because you can research into things, you can link the skills and your interests to potential careers, and it can set you on the right pathway. Then during forms, they looked at what the job market was, what a job is, different career examples, different kind of facts and figures surrounding careers in Bolton, in their own lives, and in the UK as well. Year 8 focused on specific career examples and skills. So they looked at different careers that help the environment, that help save lives, that help keep people safe. So we looked at like the armed forces, the jobs within the NHS, jobs within like engineering and eco-friendly jobs, all of those different industries. And they also looked at how their own skills can help them get jobs in these different fields, that critical thinking skills, resilience, and why those key skills are important in the workplace. Then year 9 had a little bit of a different focus, as year nine are approaching their GCSE choices. So that was the main focus of Careers Week for them. It was linking their specific interests and some of their best subjects that they enjoy doing, that they want to continue learning about, to their GCSE options. And then what pathways those job those subjects entail. So if you really like maths, what jobs are then available for that subject? We also looked at the difference, the different options that they, the different subject options that they can take, and why that's important. Finally, we had year 10, and the probably the most important session that we ran, as they got a very in-depth presentation into their different pathways. So the differences between BTECs, T-levels and A-levels, the differences between apprenticeships, college and sixth form, the different apprenticeships that are open to them, the different entry requirements for different jobs and for different colleges, different subjects, which is really, really helpful for them to understand why their exams and their results are so important, and also just a reflection on what might suit their own skills and abilities best. So it's really important, and all the students were really engaged and really enjoyed it. So that has been the careers focus for this half term. All of the resources that we looked at during this week are on Teams. So if you as parents and guardians want to sit down and go through some of this information with your young person, they all have access to it on their announcements page on Teams. And if you have any questions relating to careers and pathways, please do not hesitate to get in touch. Thank you.
You have 1 minute to make your way to your next lesson.
Thank you for listening to episode 10 of the Turton Parent Podcast. Feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via email info@turton.uk.com. Thank you for listening.